What would you put in a time capsule for safekeeping?
Gosh.
It'd be memory.
I'm thinking clothes. I'm thinking a letter from someone.
My daughter's lock of hair when she was a baby. Her note to me. A photo of our family. And Bubba's paw print.
Nothing really lasts, does it? I don't think anything I love that lasts could be put in a time capsule.
I would probably write a letter.
Probably a recipe.
Well, I can't put everyone I love in there because they would die in a time capsule, but I guess I would just want some pictures to remember everyone that I love.
These Polaroid pictures that we took on New Year's Eve.
Pictures of myself. It's always funny when you look back on yourself.
Well, actually, I'm about to unpack the time capsule because I've packed my life 5 years ago and now I have to unpack it very soon.
Okay, it's going to be multiple things. I have a letter from my really good friend. I have a postcard from my dearest friend. I have a really amazing painting that it's kind of a spin-off of The Birth of Venus, except it's Sita from the Ramayana coming up. And it's kind of just saying, like, and representing the power of South Asian women and women of color. So it's super dope.
All my postcards? I keep postcards from all the places that I've been. So it's kind of my version of a journal.
All my writing.
I keep a daily journal. I've done it for the last couple of years. I have nightmares about losing them or having them destroyed. So I wish there was a way they could be preserved forever so I could always remember my life.
Even though the paper wouldn't last.
With technology now, you don't need a time capsule anymore because you have all your memories at your fingertip, almost.
I would put the genealogy papers my grandma has made that trace our family back hundreds of years. All digital records will eventually be lost, so I think hard copies of anthropological things like this are important.
I don't know. I like when there's weird shit in time capsules, when somebody pulls this out later, they're like, seriously, you people were into this? Like, I'd put in a fidget spinner, honestly. Because I would love for future generations to look at this and be reminded, like, wow, we thought that was cool. There were human beings who thought this was a good idea.
In a time capsule.
A bracelet that my mother gave me.
There's actually quite a few, like, pieces of jewelry that I own that are passed down to me from, like, grandmothers and great aunts. And my mom, those mean a lot to me. So probably those pieces of jewelry, but also probably something from the 2016 election, like
a protest sign or a t-shirt. Nevertheless, she persisted. Black Lives Matter, that kind of thing. So it's really a time of political uprising and awakening.
It's an uprising.